The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Tips for getting back to business after a ransomware attack.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. Lost time is lost money, and a ransomware attack can be devastating for small businesses. Here to explain and offer some tips for how to get back to work more quickly is Austin McCord. He's the CEO of Datto. It protects the business data of tens of thousands of small businesses. Austin joins me here in the studio. Austin, to start with, can you give us a sense of scale? Just how big of a problem are these attacks for small to medium-sized companies?
These types of attacks, especially the ones that focus on small companies, are really fascinating because there's nobody out there that actually has an exact science or number on the scale. And it's really just become a growing epidemic at the SMB level. It's software that doesn't go out and seek to sort of take all of a company's private information and say, make it public, or that even the person who's infecting them with this ransomware, they don't want that data. Instead, what they do is they lock it up, they encrypt it, and they then take and hold that small business hostage for that information. And this is probably the single fastest growing type of attack that small businesses are facing. And it ends up being just this huge epidemic, and the vast majority of small businesses don't ever even tell anyone when they have these things happen. The vast majority of these businesses are deeply embarrassed. Because what ends up happening is you may have clicked a link that it looks like, you know, it's from a friend, or you got an email and somehow you got this software into your small business network. And it may lay dormant for a few days or even a few weeks before it actually goes, and it'll take all of that critical business data, the stuff that you need, your work docs, your Excel files, whatever else is out there that is really important. And it actually does pick and choose and make decisions about picking the actual applications you might use to run your company. And it will encrypt all that information, and then it will prompt you to make a payment, typically in Bitcoin, in order to get the key to get any of that data back. And so at that point, a small business owner is really stuck in a tough spot, because if they don't, or if they haven't really done the right things to prepare, the only chance that they have of getting that information back is to pay the ransom. And these ransom amounts tend to be relatively small. And it's been interesting because this ransomware infection epidemic, it's unlike a lot of other viruses that people see, where you sort of imagine the hacker kind of in a basement, or maybe it's some, you know, pimply 16-year-old kid, something like that. But in this case, ransomware is much closer to a real business, typically run out of like an Eastern Bloc country or something like that. And it's an organized group, and they use sophisticated software practices to build out these pieces of technology. And so we've seen them actually do A-B testing on the ransoms that they're billing people with, that they're hitting them with. And a few years ago, the ransom numbers used to be higher, and now they've come down. And it appears that for most small businesses, they tend to be in the $300 to $500 range. But the software is actually intelligent, and it will identify, oh no, this is a medical office, or this person may have a legal need to get this data back. And it might charge an outrageously larger ransom number in the tens of thousands of dollars. And so it's an incredibly asymmetric threat for small businesses, because it's truly an organization, or almost a company, that's out trying to extract this money from them. And after you've been ensnared by it, if you haven't taken steps ahead of time to be able to recover from it, you really are left without options.
We're talking about how to recover from a ransomware attack with Datto CEO Austin McCord, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Can you lay out the industries that are more at risk for this than others, and what should they be doing to prepare?
Sure. These types of attacks are really across the board. There's no industry that's immune, and basically anybody that stores anything of value on their computers is at risk. So it really runs the full width. As far as what people should be doing, it's a twofold approach, making sure that they're taking all the preventative measures they can. So that's firewalls, desktop security software, so antivirus, things like that, as well as training, ensuring that their employees really understand the dangers of different things they're doing and how to identify things like a phishing attack or what a malicious link might look like or bad download. Those are incredibly important and really represent a small business's first line of defense. The second piece is ensuring that you have the right stuff in place if you do get infected, if you do get hit, so that you're not in a position where you're going to end up paying a ransom or potentially losing information. And so that sits on the backup and the business continuity side in ensuring that your sort of information is protected even if the worst does happen.
What's the industry? What's law enforcement? What are they doing to make this problem go away?
So this problem's really interesting because the perpetrators aren't really in the U.S. and it's very hard to kind of track them down or bring them to justice, so to speak. So instead, this problem will probably get resolved a lot the same way that sort of spam email has gotten a lot better recently. And it takes a collective effort of software vendors across the industry to build smarter product that's better at detecting these things, to build, you know, better operating system components that will say, hey, maybe you don't want to go try to encrypt or change all these files, or maybe I should ask the user first to try to block some of those things. And that's really what happened with spam, is lots of people complained, and then lots of really smart people got together and came up with algorithmic solutions to it. And in this case, like, it's going to take machine learning, it's going to take a lot of technology to sort of fight it. But the first step before that starts to happen is really these businesses need to raise their hand and say, hey, this has happened to me. I don't want to have it happen again. It's important that this gets fixed in the future.
That's Datto CEO Austin McCord joining us here in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
News on the go. Whenever you want it, wherever you want it. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.